was 27. No.
He would have put him in a nursing home.
Correct. 35. Good one. There you go. That's the better line. That was well done, Molly.
So don't call him a fan.
Fans are short for fanatics. It's media being too, I would say, unbiased or unemotional.
It's Jason Wilde on Molly and Jim.
Jason Wilde joins us now at the Yuengling, on the Yuengling Guest Hotline. Yuengling, the oldest brewery in America, now officially in Wisconsin. DG Yuengling and Son, Pottsville, PA, enjoy responsibly. And Jason, I'm guessing it's different being on this side of a saga of a player leaving, but you have experience in this. And it's weird to say, and I heard you and Tauscher talk a little bit about it, but I think Aaron Rodgers handled this better than Giannis did, because at least Aaron Rodgers was very clear. Even if I didn't like what he had to say, or if he was annoying in how he said it, he seemed to at least be honest about what he was feeling to a point. And Giannis seemed to try to do everything humanly possible to make himself look like the good guy. And in the end, he burned the Bucks and burned himself because he's traded a little bit late. He hurts his own chances of future titles, and the Bucks didn't get a full return because Giannis dragged us out for too long.
Yes, I agree.
Okay.
Yeah, I struggle with disingenuousness, and it just, like, first of all, I just think it's important to reiterate, this is not what the Bucks ever wanted, right? Like, right. This is not, so, like, let's not spin this as, because I, and look, there's been some, you know, members of the media that have kind of, you know, bought hook, line, and sinker his sales pitch. And this idea, like, I think my favorite one was, you know, I can't control what my agent says. He works for you, man.
Right.
And there's, and by the way, it's not him saying things. He's just, that's an agent's job. Like, I've never had an agent. I don't see myself as that, as big enough to need an agent. You know, during my brief time at the big ESPN, my agent was Craig Karmazin who negotiated that. So I've never had an actual agent. But it's their job to be the bad guy. And then you can just say, oh, I don't know, my agent's handling it. But that's not what he said. He basically made it sound like the agent was acting like going rogue, which he wasn't. Like, he just, he has been a great player, and I hate it when I end up on this side of these types of conversations, because then people who either don't understand nuance or choose to ignore the obvious nuance to my argument then get mad at me. I'm not mad at Giannis. Frankly, if it wasn't for people that work for the Bucks or are heavily involved with the Bucks that care deeply about it, I'm not sure that this would affect me all that much at all. Like, this is it's a lot different when they traded Ray Allen. I can tell you that.
Yes, I remember that. Yeah, that hurt.
But, like, I just wish he had, you know, I used this line with Tausch this morning because I'm still amazed that the concussion thing in the NFL has just gone away. Nobody thinks about it anymore. Yeah, everything's great. But, you know, Will Smith, who, as Tausch pointed out, also sings Welcome to Miami.
Oh, great
song.
But I'm
thinking of him. I'm thinking of him as Dr. Bennett Omalu saying, tell the truth, tell the truth in concussion. Because that's, like, I just wish he had been more honest. And to your point about Aaron Rodgers, like, he's douchey, he's controversial, however you want to view him, right? I certainly disagreed with certain things he said in recent years. Mm-hmm. But he said, I knew from the minute that they drafted Jordan that the clock was ticking and that I wasn't going to end my career here. Like, he didn't make it sound like anything other than, look, they've got their guy. It's time for me to move on. I'm going to choose to play for the Jets. It failed spectacularly, but that's what, you know, I just thought that was so much more honest. And what really irritates me is that people, and again, Jesse was like 15, which means Riley was like
2,
4. but like the Favre thing, like, everyone forgets, like, the Vikings were, accused of, and it's very hard to prove, but they were tampering with Favre after the 07 season. Like, he did not, and I just want people to understand this, Brett Favre did not come back to Green Bay to try and get his old job back. That narrative is 100% false. He came back because he knew the Packers had moved on with Rodgers, and he wanted to force their hand to release him because he was on the reserve retired list. So force them to reinstate me, then force them to have me out there at practice, and it's going to drive them crazy. So then they'll just release me so they can get rid of the headache, and I can go play for the Vikings. He never wanted his job back here. After the 07 season and after he retired in March of 08, he wanted to go play for the Vikings. But again, you never heard him say that. Mm-hmm. And that's the same here with Giannis. Like, you just own what you want. I don't think that that's unreasonable. And I don't think that makes him a bad guy if that's what he wants.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
It's just, it's like the old saying about the cover-up is worse than the crime. Like, not being truthful about it is worse than what he actually wanted. I think people would have understood better, hey, I'm Giannis, okay? They tried everything to make this work. They traded for Dame. They stretched his contract. They went out and got Miles Turner. I know they tried, but I'm ready for a new challenge. And I wish he had done that a year ago, because then they wouldn't have stretched Dame and they wouldn't have acquired Miles Turner, and maybe they'd be in a little bit better shape and they would have gotten more in the trade and everything else. But he chose to take the approach of, I don't want to be the bad guy. And this is not a false equivalency, because the stuff that this guy I'm going to mention did is a lot different than not being honest about not wanting to be here anymore. But like, it's kind of like remember when Tiger Woods created this image that he was just, he never did anything wrong. He did everything right. He was this perfect guy, and down below yep. the surface, and then when it came out and he's doing a press conference with his mom in the front row, basically apologizing for cheating on his wife and crashing their car. Like, I just tell the truth and we'll be okay. But don't try to snow job us. That would be how I view it.
Do you actually believe that Giannis is leaving because he wants to win a championship and more titles?
I don't know him at all. So I can't speak to that. I did notice that, Florida's obviously got some slightly different tax laws. So I would assume
so it can circumvent some of the money lost by not signing Supermax with Milwaukee by chance?
Potentially.
Right. Theoretically, I don't know what his goals and desires are. I was talking to somebody who knows a hell of a lot more about the NBA than I do. And then I talked to somebody else who works for the team yesterday, just because I wanted to understand and not sound like an idiot talking about it today, because this is not my area of expertise, obviously. And I'm still not entirely convinced that he couldn't have put together, that they could not have put together a team that wasn't going to, it's a little bit like the Rodgers thing, right? Like Rodgers said, again, honest to a fault at times, I don't want to be part of a rebuild. And I would say this to Aaron's face, and I probably will someday. Maybe I did already and I forgot about it because I'm getting old. But like, if he would have approached the 2022 season, which was a complete cluster, I mean, Alan Lazard is your leading receiver. I mean, that's not all on Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
And he did break his thumb in London. But if he'd have been cool Uncle Aaron and said, these guys have reinvigorated me. It's like I found the fountain of youth being around Rome and Christian Watson. And I'm just so excited that, we're going to take our lumps this year, maybe next year too. But I know how good I can be with these guys. And once we all get on the same page, I think there could be a real renaissance here. I would have loved that story. I'd love to have seen how it played out, right? Mm-hmm. But that obviously never came to fruition either.
So with some of this, as you talk, and you can't guess specifically to Giannis, so I don't want to ask, did Giannis lose his edge? But have you seen, so there was a former football player I talked to, and he was in recruiting for a little bit, and now he's in the real world, but he still likes this question of, like, what's your why? Like, why are you doing something? Because you know, for example, if you're in sales and why your only why is to make money, well, what happens when you make enough money to take care of your family and be comfortable? Then are you still good at sales? Like, that was one example. But same thing in the NFL. And he actually talked about how NIL makes bringing players in the NFL a little bit easier because you can see how they react when they got money. And if their money, if their what their why was money, you can see that they're not going to make it in the NFL because they got money in college and they already fell off. But I want to, have you seen, you don't have to name names, but like NFL players or players you've been around where they get that title and you lose that edge because your why was the title. And what truly makes the greats, Jordan, Kobe, LeBron, and obviously Tom Brady, whatever, is that their why was relentless in winning the titles as opposed to, it seemed like Giannis got to the mountaintop, or any player. You get to the mountaintop and sometimes you're like, I got it, and then now what?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, those guys you're talking about, I would argue that their why was immortality, right?
Okay, yeah.
In the sport.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't, again, I have never spoken to Giannis in my life. So, like, yes, I did a radio show for 4 years with Aaron Rodgers. I covered most of Favre's career. I feel like I can speak a little more intelligently about them. But I would say this. I'm still not sure about what Giannis may or may not have been thinking or feeling. What I am sure about is that the last 4 years have ended in him being injured in some way or another.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And I know this is going to be an unpopular opinion. And again, I'm not the NBA guy, so our fans can listen to me say this and go, ah, Will D doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. But like, he's going to be 32 years old in December. He's had these calf injuries. I mean, look, I love Homer. Homer says stuff that's supposed to be quiet out loud all the time. And like, I'm on his show and he's saying things like, yeah, this guy's going to blow out an Achilles before his career's over. Which he's probably right, but I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to put that into the universe.
That's the
right?
best description of Homer I've ever heard of. He says things that you're supposed to think, not say.
Yeah, and I love him.
Yes.
But like, and he's, again, a lot of times the things he says out loud that are supposed to be the quiet part turn out to be true.
Yes.
And so I'm not like, it's just, I don't know if you should say them. But like, in Giannis's case, like, I don't know if he lost his edge. I think he lost his health.
Yep.
But he lost his ability to stay healthy. And look, again, I am neither anti nor pro Giannis. I don't, you know, you want to call me out for my bias on Ray Allen, who, as I mentioned to Jim Paschke today, every year around, you know, late January, early February, when I would show up to start covering the Bucks again for the state, oh, Packers season must be over. Wildy's here. He did that like 4 years in a row.
God
bless him.
Allen is my favorite. I worked at a restaurant nearby. He would come there all the time after games. The coolest, nicest dude ever. I am forever a Ray Allen fan. I own one Bucks jersey. It's Ray Allen. It's the only Bucks jersey I'll probably ever own. Greatest dude ever. So you're preaching to the choir on Ray.
Yeah. And so I don't feel comfortable being able to speak to that. Obviously, you know, Eric Name knows Giannis better than I do. My inkling would be that he did not lose his edge or his competitive fire. He just couldn't stay healthy. And, you know, unfortunately for the Packers, neither could Dame, because I don't know how well that would have worked. Probably wouldn't have worked well enough, but I would have liked to have at least seen, if both those guys stayed healthy, what that might have looked like.
Jason, some other big news in the sports world. Kyle Pitts just signed a 3-year, $54 million deal. I know that is a massive deal in Wisconsin right now that people care a lot about. But I have two questions for you on that.
It is
a big
story. They should care about it.
As soon as I saw it, I was like, Tucker Kraft. Okay, so I have two questions for you based on this contract. So, one, do you think Tucker Kraft will get paid more than, let's say it's right around $18 million a year that Kyle Pitts is getting? Because I know that he said earlier that he is, I don't know if how he said it, but
he
potentially
won.
Being the number one? Yeah.
When I was injured, I thought I was tight end number one.
Yes. And then two.
I'm sorry, do you have to go to the bathroom? You keep ringing this bell while I'm on the radio. Do you want me to let you out?
I was like, me? How did
no,
he know I have to go to the bathroom? I mean, I do, but like my knee's shaking. I didn't know you could hear it.
It's in your voice.
Okay.
No, it's Sadie. She She's very smart. She knows how to ring the bell. It's actually pretty impressive.
I'm just glad your dog's name isn't Molly.
I'm waiting for her to poop. So
perfect.
Continue.
And then my second. Okay, so first question: how much money in comparison to this is he potentially going to get? And then two is: do you have any inkling of when this contract with Tucker Kraft may get done?
Yeah. So this is going to be educated guesswork, but I think it's relatively educated, at least. First of all. I definitely think he is aiming to be the number one paid tight end. Whether he gets that or not, you know, we have to wait and see. I would think he will. I think that, you know, he, again, unlike Homer, he would never say it out loud. But his way of saying I should be the highest paid tight end was, I think I was tight end number one in the NFL at the time of my injury. So he's a little more nuanced, some might say. Secondly, you know, timing-wise, I would think that this is something that, and again, Tucker Kraft, you know, for a kid that grew up without television, or at least like cable, because as we pointed out, if you were watching VHS tapes of Rocky IV, you weren't just looking at the tape and holding it in your hand, imagining the fight between Rocky and Drago. You had to plug that VCR into a television. You know, for a guy that came from that kind of an environment, he's a pretty deft maneuvering guy because, you know, he said, you know, he expects to start camp on the PUP. And what he was basically saying was that'll buy them time. I don't have to hold in. We can get the contract done before I get on the field. So, again, this is not... Because I was searching for a story after this Pitts thing, and I Googled it, and I was just using my phone instead of my computer, and I searched my name, Tucker Kraft, and tight end one. And I didn't realize that all these people had taken something that I'd said on our air, all these aggregators, and Packers Insider predicts Tucker Kraft will be the number one paid tight end. Okay. And again, the social media aggregators, God bless them. But I do think that that's true. I'm not reporting that. That's my, you know, operating theory, and I think it's a pretty sound one. But again, you know, I do not believe, Riley, be careful with how this ends up on social media. I don't believe that he will practice without a new contract, but I think they have the cover of the PUP list, kind of like they did with Jordan Love. Like, they didn't really force him to kind of like wear the idea of I'm holding in, I'm not going to practice till I have my contract done. They kind of massaged it a little bit, even though that's exactly what was happening.
Yeah. Jason, awesome stuff. Really appreciate you taking the time to join us.
I'm glad that we can share our Ray Allen fan club membership cards. And so if they retire 34, for Giannis someday, do they also retire Ray with him?
Yeah, I think that's weird because Ray
doesn't have to. Like,
I think
how
so.
Often do two great players have the same number for the same organization?
That is a great question. And the only part is that Giannis is so good he deserves it on his own. So does Ray, but I guess they'll probably have to do both. So Wilde, you'll appreciate this. So Ray, and I lost it, but I when he would come in all the time, finally I was like, you know what, I'm just gonna ask him to sign something. And I didn't really have anything for him to sign, but it was like the third time he's in, I'm like, I don't know if he's gonna be back again. And so I was thinking, and I had him sign the cover, like not the plastic part, but the inside cover of the He Got Game soundtrack, because that's all I had. So I have Ray Allen signed on that, which is fun. But he was a great dude. I always wanted to do it.
Do I have time for a 30-second story?
Yes.
So for the State Journal, when because obviously I was covering the Bucks then, in addition to the Packers, and when He Got Game came out, I went through the proper channels to set up an interview with Spike Lee.
Ooh.
And I mean, I was really young. That was what, 96, 97, somewhere in there. So I am at home at my parents' house in Milwaukee, and you know, we didn't really have cell phones that extensively. So the phone rings at my parents' house, and my mom answers, and I'm in our basement, and she says, "Jason, you have a phone call. It's somebody named Spike."
That's crazy.
And it was freaking Spike Lee calling my parents' house.
That's insane.
It was unbelievable, and he was great, and obviously, Ray, Jesus Shuttlesworth. I mean, it was so cool to do that story. That's one of my all-time favorite stories. But yes,
Jason, somebody on the phone. His name is Spike.
Jason, the kids will never know. I called Sam Decker when he was in high school once for an interview. We set it up with him, and then we called his house, and his mom's like, "Well, we just started supper. But I guess you can talk to Sam." And
so
Sam
crazy.
Had to leave the supper table. That's the word they use to go to do an interview with me and Tom Lee in one of the iterations of the Jump Around podcast.
That is very Sheboygan on brand right,
right?
there.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, Jason, thank you.
All right, guys. Take care. Be good.
Madison College is somewhere that, like, obviously sets you up for success.
Oh, Madison College does set you up for success, and that is why I'm here today. Madison College has 7 campuses across South Central Wisconsin, including 3 that are right here in Madison with others in Fort Atkinson, Portage, Reedsburg, and Watertown. Their programs offer hands-on training with cutting-edge equipment from robotics to medical simulation labs, plus real-world experience through internships and clinical placements. Madison College is also home to 10 Wolfpack athletic teams with championships at every single level. You can stay connected and learn more by following at Madison College on social media.